The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode is for you if you know a mother, which is basically all of us. If someone in your circle is a mom or expecting or has some young kids or kids that are teenagers and wants to prioritize their health, these are some wicked tips that I want you to implement, to teach them, to spread the love. If you are a practitioner and have patients that you hope to be doing more movement, or you see them struggling in ways that you wish you could help and advise, then these are some wicked tips for them. This is for moms, this also is for dads, it's for whoever's. It's for people that have young little ones in the house, or teens, prioritizing their own health in certain ways. So I hope you get some takeaways from this episode, and let's go and dive on in. Welcome everyone to Run Girl Radio. I'm Holly Dickinson, founder of Excel Strength and Conditioning, where we coach and empower female runners just like you across the world, making you faster, more knowledgeable, and set for a lifetime of injury-free running. Each week, I will be bringing you impactful information, creative solutions, and juicy running tips to get you one stride closer to your highest running self. Knowing that when curious and strong women are equipped with on-topic information and innovative solutions, there is no stopping us. Consider me your personal running coach in your back pocket. So join me and get ready to bust down some barriers, laugh at some running real talk, and get excited and energized as we have some fun finding our way together through this wonderful world of running. So this episode, you guys, we're going to dive in to not just what you should do if you are a mom or an expecting mom. This is for blanketing everyone to understand this so that we can share it with the people who hope to be moms in our life or that are currently moms to support them on their journey. So this is for you if you're a practitioner that wants to teach someone how to do these tricks. You are a friend to these people. You are a daughter or a mother that shares space with other moms that can implement these. This is a very practical way of viewing how to train, whether that's strength training or cross training outside or running, and bridge it into your life in a more practical way. Okay, so let's dive in, and I hope that this goes far and wide across the globe and helps all the moms out there. So this episode is really bridged off of me training lots of moms throughout my career so far, but also having a mom that implemented a lot of this. So thank you, mom, for showing me the way and being such an active instiller within my life. Okay, and I'm sure lots of you out there have friends that you're like admirable of. This is my mom. So we're going to get to her level, okay? We're going to go over a bunch of different tricks and tips that you can implement or suggest. Again, they're all ideas that you can morph to fit your lifestyle and to fit your own goals of movement achievement, okay? So I want you to stay open with me on each of these suggestions. They might be great for you and viable right now. They might not be. Maybe there's something you're going to grow into whilst your kids get older, or maybe when you get another child and the child is younger. So these are adaptable and implementable at different stages, okay? Some might not be viable for you, so you can pick and choose, and again, suggest to your crew what works for them. So our first one, running out and back. So this is a great one if you're already getting out on walks, social walks with other moms that have kids, or maybe you're the one mom that has a child and you're out there for your walk. You are going to do a form of interval training. Now this sounds intimidating and scary, but basically one of you moms is going to be continuing to walk and has the kids, holding the kids, walking a slow pace, maybe pushing the pushchair, the pram, the stroller, whatever country you're listening to this podcast on. They're all called different things. But one of you has the stroller, the other one is baby free. That person gets to up their pace, whether that's now moving to an adult's walk, not walking with the 2-year-old along the path. We're now power walking away, ahead on the same trail that you're already heading. And then at some point, you're going to turn around, come back, meet everyone, and then you're going to switch. And then you go now a slow pace. You've got the children, you've got the stroller. And once your friend comes back, maybe they've done an interval of maybe even jogging. Again, this can be whatever intensity you are at and that is best for your body at this time. And you keep switching on and off. Guess what? It feels like you're getting further. Feels like you're getting your exercise in. And the kids are being taken care of, which is super important. So that is the nice, easy, first implementable trick for you. Now, that first trick was whilst we're on the move. But let's say we're at a certain location. And this might be harder for depending on where in the world you are and how cold it is right now. But here in Canada, spring is around the corner. It's now not -2 in the mornings. We're not getting snowfall and it's not freezing rain. It's a bit more human weather out there and we can survive. So you get to go take the kids to the park and you got your friend or you're with your husband or this client that you have is with their partner. You get one person to look after the kiddos whilst the other person gets to go and do their exercise, whether that is using the playground equipment and doing some strength training, even using the bench that might be close by. You don't have to have a park. It can literally just be a bench or a fence or body weight movements just in air and in space. The other person is watching the children. The other option for this too is if there is a vicinity to the park, you can walk around the edge of the park or of the trail or course, wherever you are, so that you're still in eye shot. Again, depending on how old the children are and how, you know, maybe there's an older child that can like moderate the group, but you can walk and they're only 500 meters away from them around the edge or jog around the edge of the park, still watching out for them, still right there. And you're able to monitor from a little further of a distance. Vice versa, other person is looking after whilst you run the vicinity of the track or of the park in that sense too, okay? So a lovely way to implement, be outdoors. The kids are entertained by the park or the activity they're doing or right by the beach with digging stuff and there's a low risk to where they are and you get a little bit of freedom and a little further leash away from where you actually are to be with them and have the ability to implement your movement. To prioritize your own mental health, physical health, and boundaries too. And it's not an easy job, and I am definitely not a mom yet, but I see you. I see you. So this next one is a little controversial in the sense that I said this to a client, and he said back to me, "Oh no, 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 you do not share babysitters in this town." And I went, "Ooh, okay, I like this." He's like, "No, no, because if they want the babysitter and you really wanted the babysitter at that time, there's conflict of interest. You lose your babysitter." So they are hot commodity where I live. If you have a babysitter that you are willing to share or suggest to another friend, this is where stuff gets done, you guys. So for some of my clients that have very young kiddos, they will have their kids together to play whilst we are doing our circuit training and our strength training together, which is fantastic. They're entertaining each other. They're friends that they haven't seen in a couple days, and they get to have some fun in a space that we can still supervise them from a distance. We can still give them snack boxes, etc. But it's not taking away from us being able to do the work. Conversely, if you are wanting to strength train on your own and you're not able to leave the room, or maybe they're upstairs and your gym space is down in the basement or in another room in the house, this is where either a husband or a babysitter or a friend with those kids, and you can alternate who is up there looking after the kiddos and who is down doing the dirty work in the gym, okay? And then again, halftime, you switch, you flip-flop. Someone else goes upstairs to monitor the kids as they're watching a movie, and you come down, you do the same exercise round, and you keep flip-flopping, okay? So there's a bit more freedom with a babysitter, with someone else that you can share the load with. But I understand that babysitters are pricey and a bit more of a hot commodity and hard to find, especially post-COVID. So that is another one for the books. Another mom on the run trick is this one, which has really been helping two of my clients right now. They have young kiddos that they drop off at two different schools because they're two different ages, and they have this amount of time where they're like, okay, time sensitive, time to get back, go to work, do all the things, clean the dishes in the house, all the stuff that we need to do behind the scenes until the kids get home. But I suggested, okay, you walk the kids to school already. They walk them to school. School's not crazy far away. I said, why don't you take a different route home? Take a long route home. Take a long route home that maybe takes an extra 5 minutes, but at a faster speed, so you can go a little longer on the route home. And you're already in outdoor gear, walking the kids to school in the rain, or maybe in the springtime. Again, you're dressed, you got your runners on, you're going. But you get to go a little faster, not holding their hand on the way to elementary school or daycare or wherever it is that you are dropping your kiddos off. So this is a brilliant bracket for you to find those little windows of opportunity where, especially since COVID, we've had those taken away from us. Like, we don't sometimes have to commute as much. Maybe your business is now can be done half at home, half in the office. Maybe they don't even want you to go back to the office because offices are expensive and they can give you care in other ways as business owners. So there's lots of different options out there now. And we've been putting it on ourselves to fill this time that we had our daily commute with other stuff. This can now be your daily commute. This can be your way of getting a bit more you time structured into your day that is a small commute with the kids. So that's an option. Again, an option when you're doing pickup or in the evening, if you rather not do a morning movement session, is on the way to pick them up. You're running a bigger route, you're running a bigger loop, or walking or power walking or interval, whatever it looks like for you. You're doing that on the way to pick them up, and your walk home with them is a cool down. So a lovely little hack there. Great for if your kids are in a structured schooling system that you can flow with the go. Now, this last one is fantastic and a little bit more implementable, but we can think outside the box, but a bit more implementable for your older children, okay? With children in sports, in activities, in extracurriculars, in scouts, guides, whatever, there is another window of opportunity there. You are having to drive them there potentially and drive them home, if that's the age that they are or if that's the agreement, whatever. Again, they can be a teenager and you're still driving around. I ain't judging. But it gives you a window of opportunity to get your movement in for that same hour that they're doing theirs. So if you're taking them to swim club at the rec center, why don't you also go into the rec center? Maybe not into the pool. I don't want to be embarrassing your kids, right? But maybe that's, you see what strength class is happening there. Or you go into the gym and you do some movements. Or you run around the block that is in that local area. Maybe you're out for a walk in that time that they are in that certain class. And then you get back just in time to pick them up, drive them home. And you've gotten your exercise that is structured every week at the same time they get theirs. And everyone's fighting for the shower when you get home. So that's a really beautiful, effortless way to, again, prioritize your own fitness as it pairs with theirs. And if your kids are really young, I know that there is the opportunity for movement to be a part of your movement. I know I have a few clients right now that have very young kids, like 2 to 3 years old, and a lot of the like gymnastics or swimming is very much parent involved. And I'm not sure if that increased because of COVID, maybe because the instructors couldn't be as hands-on or as close to the children. I don't know, but it's definitely more hands-on with those parents. They actually have to do, it's almost like a parent-taught situation where they're doing just as much gymnastics and trying to run after the children around the gym clubs in that sense. So you're getting your activity with those. You're getting your work cut out for you. But there is that space if you aren't having to be right by the child through this exercise or extracurricular sport event or activity. And it's not necessarily a competition that you need to be watching them and celebrating with them, of course. You can go and get your own movement in at that time. So if this is the permission that you've been looking for to prioritize yourself, to set up a babysitter, to invest in your own movement in a bigger capacity, these are some wicked and a lot of them free ways to harness that energy and to harness your schedule and their schedule to align. And again, when you're moving your body, you ladies, you are inspiring those young little minds and they want to be doing just what you're doing. And in years to come, maybe they'll be talking about their mom and how they did this on a podcast episode. Because honestly, my mom doing her thing and bringing me along and me seeing her from afar doing hers really built a sense of self-importance, of movement, of fitness in general, and of self-help and self-calibration, for a better way of putting it. And I appreciate that. And she ran aerobics classes and I was always in the background watching all the ladies do their thing in the 90s, early 2000s. And it wouldn't have been the same. So really think about this as an opportunity for yourself and for your children. Not you're taking away any sort of thing from your child. You're actually providing them with a bigger outlook on how life and health and their own relationship with their body can flourish into. So if you're sharing this with someone that you know is a mom, forward on this information. Tell your friends. I want for this to help as many moms out there that want to start running or that just want to move more and prioritize their own walks. It doesn't have to be runs. Again, a lot of these can be prioritizing strength training. Whatever you need to do to move your bodies and feel good and be able to give back to our little ones and our world, the better. So please do hit share on this episode. Send it to another mom that you love and that you're thinking of that spurred this on. Maybe a mom that you want to try some of these out with, go to the park with if they're close. Or maybe they're coming for a visit sometime soon now that things are opening up again with COVID and we can travel. Maybe they're coming and you get to do these with them and try it out. So my permission to you, have fun, get your own movement in and prioritize that schedule so that you are feeling your best self. A reminder to follow us on Instagram at Excel Strength Conditioning for all movement, running, female empowering tips that I can throw on there and keep educating you all. And this is a space where I get to provide information for you for free. And I want nothing back other than the ads that are happening on here, which are paying me right now, 80 cents, I think, per month. So this is for free. And this is to help the people that I want to reach far and wide with the information and ideas and creativity that I have to give. Talk to you all soon. Have a great day.